Sorry, sir, we're closing. Oh, it's you. No, I don't mind. Not at all. Come in. Fourth time this week, Mr. Lavransdatter. The bold. No, of course I hadn't forgotten. You do realize it's too late for same-day service. Alrighty then, let's see what you've brought me this evening. Another test of my cleaning skills? I haven't failed you yet, have I? Well, Tuesday, Tearsday, was a slam dunk. A wool tunic with charcoal marks. Wet sheep smell lingers, let me tell you. But sodium hypochlorite bleach did the trick. Woden's Day, you stood right there and pulled off a wet white linen shirt. The sleeves were soaked with mead. Mead! I had to research that. That's your drinking horn? Oh, I see. Leakage would be a problem. You have to use your tongue to stop the flow Sorry, what was I saying? Main ingredient is honey, of course. So it was an easy fix. It was the bear grease that really gave me the trouble. Pre-wash stain remover? Didn't touch it. It took multiple direct applications of cleaning fluid, with the sleeves turned inside out, then laundered at the hottest temperature. One word, if I may. Napkin. You can knot one around your throat, or place it in your lap. Right there. So handy for protection. Thursday? What? Oh, fine. Thursday. Getting rid of the stains was easy once I identified the different components. Dried semen was a snap. A cold water soak and then rub it with detergent. Really agitate it. Voila! Vanished. And blood stains in the crotch of a garment? Not uncommon, though usually it's a problem for the ladies. Cold water and enzymes. Poof! Gone. But when you brought in your breeches, slammed them down on the counter, and roared, "Blood of Virgins!" TMI, Mr. Lavransdatter. You scared my other customers. Next time, please, just pin a note on the front, Now it's Frigida Egg, Frigg's Day, wife of the supreme god Odin and goddess of married love, yada yada. What you got for me this time? Ketchup, chocolate, coffee, grape juice? Ooh, furs. So soft, so beautiful. So many. Exquisite. So deluxe. Yes. Stroke my throat with... Is that the Arctic fox? Just don't let PETA catch you. Or the Department of Agriculture. Well, because they enforce the Endangered Species Act. But these are all immaculate. Why? For me? a gift. Oh no, I couldn't possibly accept a trade. Why, yes. Yes, I do believe in barter. Just what does a man like you want in return? Excuse me? Come again? Yes, my braids are elaborate. I do a little styling on the side, and this week's special is extensions, so... Oh, absolutely I can. It's quite a coup to find a man with hair long enough and thick enough to braid. Let's see. You're too tall for me to reach. Kneeling? Oh, yes. That could work. You, like having your hair brushed, do you? The rhythm? The slow sweeps through the length? Pulling the brush out all the way to the tip. I'll massage your scalp with my fingers. Slow, thorough preparation is crucial. Just tell me how you want it. Do you want... Yes, please, more. Your rough hands. Oh, so strong. What you do with that mouth. Just take me, baby. Fuck me now. Oh my God, I'm upside down. You grab my ankles and just... Oh my God, oh my God. Put me down. Put me down. Put me... You ripped off my panties with your teeth? Shut up and wrap my thighs around your face? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, your tongue is... And your massive boner is in my face. Oh, I gotta suck this. Give me. Oh, God, you are built to plunder, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Those furs are my bride price? I accept. A long ship sounds like an excellent mode of transportation. I've always wanted to live on a fjord. Do you rent or do you own? Is being a raider a good job where you come from? You know, I've heard Scandinavia is lovely this time of year.